हरे कृष्णा। सो कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग टू आंसर अर्जुनास फोर्थ क्वेश्चन एंड दैट इज हाउ डज अस्थित प्रज्ञ कंट्रोल हिज सेंसेस, दैट इज हाउ डज ही वॉक। एंड लेट्स सी टुडे श्लोका, श्लोका नंबर 65। इट गोज लाइक दिस, प्रसादे सर्व दुखानां हानिर अस्योपजायते प्रसन्न चेतसो याशु बुद्धि ही पर्यवतिष्ठते। सो हियर कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग फ्रॉम वेयर ही हैज लेफ्ट इन द प्रीवियस श्लोक। प्रीवियस श्लोक एंड्स विद प्रसादम अधिगच्छति, सो द पर्सन अटेन्स द मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड। नाउ हियर इट स्टार्ट्स विद प्रसादे, सो व्हेन द पर्सन अटेन्स द मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड ही इज सैटिस्फाइड, कंप्लीटली सैटिस्फाइड। And what happens because of this? Sarva dukkhanam hanir asya upajayate. What happens? All the threefold miseries which are there, all the sufferings which are there, all are destroyed. This is so nice to hear. All the sufferings destroyed. And then it says, prasanna chetaso hi ashu buddhihi parya vatishthate. So prasanna chetasa, with prasanna, with completely satisfied consciousness, what happens? When one's consciousness is satisfied, buddhihi parya vatishthate, that is, his intelligence soon, ashu, means soon, will become well established. Avatishthate, that is, you know, well established, become well established. So this is what is the shloka talking about. Very, very important point. In fact, you know, this is all relating from previous shloka. So everyone is searching for that satisfaction. Everyone wants that satisfaction. See, everyone is doing some or the other activity just for this, that I want to become happy, I want to become satisfied, I want to be blissful. There is no other goal which people have in life. Everywhere, wherever they go, the only thing that they search for is happiness, for satisfaction. But then they don't know where the satisfaction is actually available. And this shloka makes it very clear where is it available. See, a person who is Krishna conscious, a devotee, a sthita pragya. So what happens? How does he work? So he is connected to Krishna through Krishna consciousness. And all the activities that he is doing, like we saw in the previous shloka. So raga dvesha vimukta istu. So he is free from all the attachments and aversions. And the only thing that he does is work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. And then, when he is doing this, he does not experience any misery. Why? Because his intelligence is completely fixed on Krishna. We remember one word, matparaha. Matparaha, where Krishna is saying that he is completely devoted to me. He is completely surrendered to me. He is completely serving me. He is fully Krishna conscious. So what is that key for satisfaction? We need to understand. See, people might have n number of things. Their house might be filled with possessions. Their bank account might be filled with huge balance. Their nameplate might be filled with huge number of degrees. And they might have n number of people around whom they call as friends. Maybe physically and also on the social media. And so many other things people might have. But even after having all this, the person will feel a great hollowness within the heart. And this hollowness can be filled only and only and only by practicing bhakti. There is no other way. Because only when we are practicing bhakti, we invite Krishna to our heart. And only when Krishna, he enters our heart, or now when we get connected to Krishna. See, we are part and parcels of Krishna. We are kids of Krishna. We are children of Krishna. So when we connect back to our father, automatically that satisfaction will come. There's a very nice example from our scriptures. Who wrote all the scriptures? Krishna in his literary incarnation, Vyasadev or Vyasa Muni. He wrote various scriptures. He wrote all the Puranas, Upanishads, Isopanishads. And then he wrote Itihasas and so many other stuff he wrote. But even after writing all that, the most wonderful scriptures which people take lifetimes to understand, he was dissatisfied. Completely dissatisfied. And then his spiritual master, Krishna, is actually proving to all of us about the importance of bhakti by this pastime. So when he was completely dissatisfied, sitting morose, at that time Narad Muni comes, his spiritual master. So what does Narad Muni say? Narad Muni chastises him that what have you done? You have written everything, but then you have not spoken about bhakti. And only when Vyasadev very emphatically starts writing about bhakti, at that time he becomes completely satisfied. This is the proof. Even the person who is writing the scripture, he is not getting satisfied when he is not talking about bhakti, when he is not exclusively glorifying Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So this is the proof, you know, from the scriptures, that when we accept Krishna by practicing bhakti, we will become satisfied. Or becoming satisfied in this world, which is called as Dukkhalayam, is extremely difficult. In fact, I should say, it is impossible. And in this world, what are we doing? We are trying to search for happiness by tapping various material things. But as we discussed in the initial section of this chapter, that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. See, body is matter, but the spirit soul is spirit. So, a spiritual entity cannot get pleasure from material entities. So, it's never possible that a spiritual entity, by enjoying some material entity, will become, you know, completely satisfied. Not possible at all. Spiritual entity needs a spiritual entity to become completely satisfied. So, the problem that we are facing in this world is, very, very unintelligently, very foolishly, we, the spiritual entities, are trying to search for happiness or satisfaction in material things. But when we practice bhakti, what happens? The spiritual entity starts getting connected to another spiritual entity who is called as Krishna. And when this connection establishes by practicing bhakti, the person becomes completely satisfied. Now it's compatible. Before it was incompatible. Yes. So in this way, you know, from this shloka, we understand very, very easily that all the miseries of life will be destroyed and the person will become completely satisfied. That is, prasanna chetaso. And his intelligence will become completely fixed only when the person is practicing bhakti, or there is no other way. Now Krishna is going to continue. Just imagine, these shlokas are so intense and these shlokas are so nice, you know, to implement in our day-to-day life. And Krishna is going to continue these practical shlokas and is going to help us out to become satisfied in life, to become happy in life by controlling our senses, by practicing bhakti every single day. So let's see the next shloka in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.